This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department said on Monday it would work toward providing families of victims of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks with more information about events leading up to the attacks as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. It follows longstanding criticism from relatives of those killed, accusing the U.S. government of withholding crucial details from them. Almost 2,000 families, victims, and first responders objected in a letter last week to President Joe Biden's attendance at September 11th memorial events if key documents remain classified. The Saudi government has long denied any connection to the attacks, which killed thousands of Americans. U.S. officials have investigated ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but have not established that its government was directly involved. North Korea has condemned U.S.-South Korea military exercises that begin this week, saying the drills show the need for Pyongyang to develop more of its own military capabilities. The South Korean news agency said the U.S. and South Korea on Tuesday kicked off preliminary training ahead of the annual summer military drills. The exercises are being scaled back because of the coronavirus pandemic, caution against upsetting North Korea, which recently hinted it is interested in dialogue with South Korea. But the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said on Tuesday that Pyongyang views the exercises as an act of aggression, no matter what size or form they take. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.